At least 94 people died after they were given sedatives and restrained by US police in the 9 years to 2021. That's the finding from the AP News Agency in collaboration with Frontline PBS and the Howard Centres for Investigative Journalism. That statistic accounts for nearly 10% of more than 1,000 deaths identified during the investigation of people subdued by police in ways that are not supposed to be fatal. The chief medical examiner in Connecticut, Dr. James Gill, says further investigation is needed to determine the role sedatives may have played in each of the 94 deaths.
The real question is, did it play a physiologic role in the death? And, you know, would this person have died without that sedative in their system? It's always good to have more scrutiny, and what probably is needed are some more studies to look at this and see, you know, is there scientific basis for saying that these are playing a role?